Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Judah Light Podcast. King Judah 23 here. Yeah, on a Friday night, I'm going to give you two shows. I'm going to be on back on Saturday morning as well. And then I'll close out season 9 next week, next Saturday morning. To close out season 9. What a great season we had. Season 9 has been, we talked about a lot of things. We cover a lot of things. Today, we're going to talk about AI. Be aware of AI. And want to talk about the future of the Empire Network. We have been really hard at work to give you guys good content. And then I wanted to say this. I want to thank YouTube for doing what they did when they strike my account. And most people would be like, why would you thank YouTube for striking your account? Because they're going to make us better. That's why. You know, if people are going to be attracted to a minute short, if you really put your stuff together, you really, put everything together, I promise you, the content that we're gonna put out there with these films, cause that's what we got going on right now. That's the update right now. We got the Judah Light films, but I want to talk about the overall reason why we're doing this. We're trying to create more and more content for our network. We're creating more and more content, so. I got two movies, and they will be available next week, and I'll give you all the details on that, okay? Now, even though I have a strike on my YouTube account, I can go and upload videos again next week, next Monday or Tuesday, I believe. I have two films that I'm going to be releasing next week. One of them is going to be called Do You Want to Be Famous? Okay? I'm going to release that next Wednesday. All right? Next Wednesday. I'm not going to release it on YouTube, though. And here's the reason why. There's a certain section, there's a couple of sections of the movie that may be on the fence with the community guidelines. So just to play it safe, we're not going to air the film on YouTube. Again, this film will not be aired on YouTube. This is our first film. And guess what? We're not even going to charge you no money for this film. All I want you guys to do, everybody that's listening to this podcast, everybody out there in YouTube land, because I'm probably going to re-upload this. I'm probably going to have a YouTube live once I can get back online, and I'm going to start promoting Judah Light Films now. Very, very heavy. But anyway, we'll move on. I just need your support. So this is what I need you to do. All my supporters, you guys fuck with me heavy. Hey guys, listen, I need you guys, and I'm going to have a whole bunch of promotion for the film anyway. I'm going to have a whole bunch of promotion, and that's going to be coming up very, very soon. Matter of fact, it's going to come up in the next couple of weeks, actually. So, what I want to do, I have a Daily Motion account. Now, Daily Motion, you're like, what's that? Daily Motion is like YouTube, okay? It's just like YouTube, but it's, I think its home base is in France. But, okay, you can download the Daily Motion app, okay? My name on Daily Motion is Empire Network 23. Same thing with my YouTube, same thing with my Twitch, Empire 23. Please follow. I will have the film on my Daily Motion. Again, I will be announcing this. I will be promoting this. And I will be doing a lot of advertisements for this. I think this film in particular, Do You Want to Be Famous? I think this film in particular, everybody needs to see it. And I'm not going to charge anybody to see this film. I will drop it next Wednesday. And I'll probably drop it around the same time as I'll be going live on YouTube with the game. I'll be live streaming the game on Mondays and Wednesday of next week. Okay? So, at the same time, the game's going to be on YouTube on Wednesday. I'll be dropping the movie on my Daily Motion around the same time. So, please, guys, please support this film. Okay? Please support this film. I'm not charging nobody for this. All you got to do on your phone, download Daily Motion. Okay? And my name is Empire Network 23. EMPIRENETWORK 23. Okay? So that's where we at right now. But I'm not going to put it on YouTube. Now, this film I will not be putting on YouTube. Now, I have another film also I'll be releasing next week as well. This will be next Thursday. It's going to be called The One-Third Will Rise Part 1. What I will do with that, I will upload that on YouTube as well as my Daily Motion. Okay? But the Do You Want to Be Famous is on the blur with the community guidelines with YouTube. I think Daily Motion is a little bit more... of course, you can't come with a whole bunch of craziness on there either. But at the same time, I think there's a little more freedom with Daily Motion than with YouTube. So I think that's where we're going to go with that. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So The One-Third Will Rise Part 1, I'll be releasing that next Thursday. Okay? Next Thursday, I'll be releasing that. I'm going to put that on YouTube, as well as I put that on Daily Motion. But Do You Want to Be Famous? Because on the blur on the community guidelines with YouTube, I'll be dropping that on my Daily Motion only. But please, you guys need to download that Daily Motion and please support my film. Watch it as many times, okay? Please share the movie. I'm telling you guys, when you get this movie, I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be a great film. Okay, and The One-Third Will Rise Part 1, that's going to be a series. That's going to probably be like between a 3-4-part series. That's what I'm looking to do with The One-Third Will Rise. I'm looking to do between a 3-4-part series. That's what I'm looking to do. And then also, while we're at it, I got two other films that's going to be coming out soon. I don't want to drop it yet. I already have it. I already have everything downloaded and ready to go, but I'm not dropping it. I am not dropping these movies, but these other movies is going to be called Do You Want to Be Famous? The Surviving Diddy. That's going to be coming soon. I may drop that in the summer. But I'm not sure about that right now. But I want to do a lot of promotion for that movie as well. And I'm going to be doing a trailer for that movie as well. I'm working on a trailer for the movie because I'm going to do a lot of heavy promotions with that film. And I'm going to drop that on YouTube as well. To survive, Do You Want to Be Famous? Surviving Diddy, and There Is No Middle East. I'm going to be dropping that on Daily Motion and YouTube. And also, I'm currently working on another film as well, another short film. Now, all these are short films. Now, Do You Want to Be Famous is 33 minutes. Okay? The One-Third Will Rise Part 1, because it's a 5-part series, I think it's between 11 to 13 minutes. Do You Want to Be Famous? Surviving Diddy, between 10 and 11 minutes as well. And There Is No Middle East, I think that's 12 minutes, I believe. So all these films is really under an hour. All these films. But Do you want to be famous? I'm going to drop that on Daily Motion only. But I need you guys to please support me by this. Listen, I'm not asking you for no money. The only thing you got to do is save a little bit of space on your phone. Download the Daily Motion app, okay? The Daily Motion, D-A-D-A-I-L-Y-M-O-T-I-O-N channel, okay? The Daily Motion app, I'm sorry. And look up for our channel. It's called the Empire Network 23, E-M-P-I-R-E-N-E-T-W-O-R-K 23. And download and please follow and share. We got other content on the Daily Motion as well. So please just support us, man. We're gonna put on a lot of content on our Daily Motion. We're not gonna just put out films, but we're gonna put exclusive films, and one of these is gonna be exclusive films. Okay? Because YouTube, and one thing about me is this. I do the best I can to be respectful, but we're gonna tell the truth here. Okay? We're not gonna be cowering and looking down and have our tail between our legs. No. We're gonna tell the damn truth. And if what we're saying bothers people and we're gonna continue to get our channel strike and report it on and all this other stuff, if we're gonna continue to have that narrative going, I'd rather just have another avenue when I can release other material as well. And I'm currently monetized with Daily Motion. So when you support my channel on Daily Motion and you watch it and you share it and other people watch it and they share and it goes viral and it goes viral and then it goes on TikTok, viral on TikTok, Instagram, you're helping me. Trust me, you guys helping me. All right, I'm not begging, but I'm begging you guys. I'm ready to be honest here, okay? So the only thing you gotta do is download the Daily Motion app, okay? And I'm Empire Network 23. Look up, please follow, and once I drop the movie, please share, give me positive reviews on it. I would definitely appreciate the more support I get from these movies, the more we can do. And I'm currently right now constructing another movie. It's called The Whitening, The Whitening of Latin America. But that's gonna be a real deep film. That's going to be a real deep film. Yes, and we're going to talk about it. Because Latinos talking about me no black. Man, you black. Okay? The original Dominicans, the original Puerto Ricans, the original Cubans, the original all of Latin America and all through the Americas was indigenous. And we're tired of the narrative that is a blonde haired, blue eyed Latino. That don't make sense. And between 1890 to 1930, they brought in a whole bunch of European immigrants from Europe. That's why, and then they migrated. Yes, they gave them guaranteed citizenship when they got to certain places like Colombia and Cuba and Uruguay and Argentina. Yes, that's facts. But before then, they were all indigenous. It was all indigenous people out there that looked like you and me, the so-called African American. You're not no damn African American, but I'm just using an example. So yes, I'm currently working on that as well, the whitening of Latin America. And trust me, and honestly, out of all the films so far, I think this is the one I really want to get right with the whitening of Latin America, because it's going to really start hitting. It's going to hit home. It's really going to hit home. I'm telling you, that is going to really hit home. And I'm going to have that dropped when I drop that. I probably end up dropping that before I drop Do You Want to Be Famous, Surviving Diddy, and There's No Middle East. I think I'm gonna drop that film before I drop the Do You Want to Be Famous, Surviving Diddy. But yes, the one Do You Want to Be Famous, Surviving Diddy, man. Whew, man. when I tell you, man, this short film is gonna be real good, man. It's gonna be really, really good. I'm just very, very proud that. And when I said we're gonna grow this network and we're gonna grow this podcast, I didn't know how much we really gonna grow this thing, man. I mean, really, with all the support. And also, I wanted to shout out Titus. Titus, man, he's the first guy to buy some Judo Life merch, man. I'm telling you, shout out to Titus, man. Shout out to Titus. Shout out, man. I mean, that's what we're talking about, okay? It's one sale now. Guess what? One sale now is going to be 100 sales down the road. But please, Titus, if you listen to this podcast, please give us a good review and let us know how the packaging was and everything. Please send pictures, send everything. Send all pictures and everything, man. We need positive reviews, okay? Because we need to push this thing, man. We need to push the thing. And like I said, part of the profits is going to go to a good cause. It's going to go to the Autism First Foundation. I'm going to have that page up pretty soon on the Empire Network website. So, I got, man, it's a lot of stuff going on. We got new content coming up. The Empire Network, we're gonna be really doing a lot of things, man. We're really gonna be doing a lot of things. I am very, 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 very proud of myself. Really, and sometimes, man, guys, for these movies and all this content that's about to come out, man, I have been up to 11, 12 o'clock doing editing, doing this, doing that. Man, I've been really hard at work. But I'm really, 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 really proud of myself and how everything's been coming together. So again, next week I'll be dropping two movies. It's gonna be called Do You Want to Be Famous and The One Third Will Rise Part One. Now, The One Third Will Rise Part One will be on my YouTube, of course, on the Empire Network, and also will be on my Daily Motion at Empire Network 23. All right. Now, on the Do You Want to Be Famous is only going to be on my Daily Motion because the movie have a couple of scenes that is kind of on the fence with the community guidelines. I think it's cool. But you just don't know YouTube. YouTube could be picky for any kind of reason. So just to play it safe, we're gonna drop it on the Daily Motion. If Daily Motion has a problem with it, then what we'll do is we'll talk about putting it out there for sale to the general public. But this movie will get out. One way or the other, this movie will get out, and The One Third Will Rise Part One will get out, okay? But all the movies, man, honestly, to tell you the truth, the one I had the most fun with, I think I'm having the most fun right now with this The Whitening of Latin America. I'm having real fun. I'm learning a lot. I'm you know, doing this, that, and the third. I didn't know they was giving out citizenships to these Latin countries. I didn't know that. Just to bring in white Europeans in to change the DNA of the people out there. So you see how deep white supremacy is, man? I'm telling you. And there was a 9 black Haitians and Jamaicans from coming over, and they were deporting them. Yes, they were. They want Latin America to be white, and this is the social and the mental disease that we're still dealing with. That's just fucking facts, man. That's just damn facts. That's just damn facts. But again, got these films coming out, man. And I'm just very, very proud, man. I'm very, very proud. After the whitening of Latin America, I'm not working on no more films. Because right now, I don't want to be burnt out. I want to be excited when I do films. I want to be excited. I don't want to be burnt out. I don't want to be doing 300, 400, 500 films. That's, to me, that's a little bit too much. Now, if I end up doing 400 films over 20, 30 years, that's one thing. But doing 400 films in 5, 10 years, that's a little bit too much. That's a little bit too much. That's to me. That's just to me. You know, that's just my personal opinion. I like to do the films, but I want to be excited when I do the films. I don't want to say, okay, well, I'm bound by a contract. I got to do another film. Okay, and then when you're like that, your creativity, you have less creativity. You don't have the passion for it. You know, when I did Do You Want to Be Famous, that was the most difficult, and that's the longest. That's the longest movie, honestly, and that was the most work because I had to do a lot of, I had to get a lot of stuff just to get it downloaded, and then I put it on my computer. I downloaded it on my computer. Now everything is on my computer, which is great, but initially, it was on my phone. It was killing my damn storage. It was killing it. And then I had to do all this editing, this, that, and the third, and moving this here, moving that. It was a project, man. That Do You Want to Be Famous? Now I'm dropping next Wednesday on the Daily Motion. That was the most work. But the one third will rise. That will be on my YouTube as well. And I may give you guys a sneak preview. Let me see. No, I'm not gonna give you a sneak preview. I'm not gonna do it. But anyway, so I another reason why I want to get on here is because I want to talk to the people. I'm starting looking on these social media platforms, and I'm starting to see. Some of my friends, some people that is on my timeline, they're just showing their faces and putting themselves on these AI apps. You guys better be very, very careful about that. You guys better be very, very careful. I really don't trust AI. And I want everybody to understand when I say I really don't trust AI. Let me give AI its props first and foremost, right? AI is great for technology, for business, as far as creating logos, creating a schedule, creating workout schedules. I think AI is going to be absolutely fantastic as far as that is concerned. Managing your budget, your finances, I think AI is going to be great for all that. I'm not saying AI is not going to have its good points. Just like social media. Social media has its good points. But look what's going on with social media now. That's the problem. Social media is great for business and marketing. Okay? When you do your marketing and you do your business, social media is a great platform. It's really free advertisement. Okay? If you were to go and pay a network for on air time on a commercial, you will have to pay for equipment. You will have to take time out your schedule. Okay? You will have to pay a good cameraman, an editor, you have to edit all that stuff. And then you will have to pay the network to put it on the air maybe one time, maybe what? Today's price is maybe at $35,000 just for a one-time ad. And that's it, a one-time ad. 30-second ad. And it's not gonna be ran again. And you pay $30,000. And so social media came along and said, okay, you know what? Keep your $30,000. Here's the free advertisement. Yes, here's YouTube. You can put it on video. Here's Facebook. You can put it on picture and video. Here's Instagram, picture and video. You get what I'm saying? So that was the good part about it. Okay, connecting with lost family members, great. Connecting with loved ones, great. Old classmates, great. If you want to connect them with those fools. But now, social media is all about clout, 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 clout. Social media is being used to be a detriment to society. And that's where it went wrong. It's going to be the same thing with AI. Yes, AI is great. AI can give you a great looking logo, can manage your time, can manage your finances. It can take care of everything. But when you put your face on these AI apps and you're showing yourself as a Hawaiian girl, you're showing yourself as a muscle man and all this other stuff, you're putting your face out there with AI. And I'm telling you right now, you don't know what the elite has a plan for these AI apps. I'm just being real with you. That's why you better be very careful nowadays getting on this telephone. I'm really starting to notice a lot of recordings because of me, because I'm speaking this truth, and that's fine. If Apple wants to keep a track on me or because I speak this truth, that's fine. I really don't care. Okay, because at the end of the day, baby, I'm the Most High chosen. I mean, ain't nothing gonna happen to me. But let's just keep it all the way a bill. I've been nosing this phone. My phone sometimes will record. Or I'll get like an echo, like a certain echo. And the same thing with these AI. You don't think the AI is on these only telephone lines? You got your face all up on these AI, all these AI apps, on social media apps. You got your face, you got your voice, you got everything. They know when. So just say, for instance, they want to make you look like a murderer. Or they make you want to sound like you're a crazy person, like you're going to kill yourself. They got your voice. They got your face. They got everything. So you better be very careful about these AI apps, man. You better be very, very careful. And a lot of you girls out here putting your face on these apps and making yourself look like a Hawaiian girl or a big booty Shirley and all that. Man, come on, seriously? You don't have enough confidence about your own confidence and looks and your own beauty. You don't have enough confidence within yourself. Come on, man. Let's keep it all the way a bill. You don't have enough confidence within yourself. You as an indigenous Black woman, as the woman of the sun and the universe, you are already special. You ain't got to, man, let me tell you something. A lot of you Black women better start getting some self-respect for yourselves and some self-confidence for yourselves. You better really start getting this, man. I'm just being real when I say this. You got your face on these AI apps. You all over social media. You got all your lips poked out. I am telling you, you gonna regret really putting your face on these apps. Stop it. Stop putting your kids on these apps. Stop showing your kids 24/7. They don't know. No, they don't need to know what your kid look like. That's facts, man. Get off of social media, man. I don't know what's going on with our people, man. Especially our men and women getting on these damn platforms. Come on, man. I mean, seriously. Got you all up on these AI apps. You already screwing up when you're doing the fingerprints on these phones. They already got your fingerprints, stupid. When you unlock with your face, they already. Why are you guys doing that? They already know what you look like. They got your face. They got your fingerprints. Come on, man. They got all of you. No, that's okay. Passcode. Boom, 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 boom. That's all right. I don't need to put my face on no damn phone. Come on, man. I mean, it's really starting to bother me. It's really starting to bother me. Use some fucking common sense. You don't know what these people got planned for this AI shit, man. You don't know what these people got planned. Oh, man, you can't use paranoid. You paranoid. Okay, all right, whatever. Don't say I didn't warn you. I'm telling you, stop putting your face on these AI apps. You piss off the wrong people. Your family member may be jealous of you, and your son or daughter relationship. They may be jealous because they have shitty ass parent, and so they may hate on you, and so they gonna say, oh, well, they beating on the child. Well, where's the proof? Here's the proof. In your face, in your child's face, on the AI app can create these good pictures. Man, this AI is phenomenal. This AI is phenomenal, man. It is phenomenal. I'm gonna say it again. It is absolutely phenomenal, flawless. They can put any kind of picture of a child being beaten, and you get your child face all of these AI apps and all the social media and shit. It's easy nowadays, man. Y'all better be very, very careful, man. Y'all better be very, very careful with these AI apps, man. That's all I have to say about that. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. But again, I wanna thank you guys. Really, I wanna thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, man. I really do. I really wanna thank you guys for everything that you have supported me. We over at 10,000 subscribers. Okay? And that's favor from the Most High itself. We over 10,000 subscribers, man. I mean, we are over 10,000. That's absolutely just mind-boggling. And like I said before, I want to thank you two. I want to thank you two for putting the strike. Because I was just putting shorts out there, short, just being lazy, just doing any, just being lazy. No. Most I put it in, stop putting this stuff on film. Okay. Come on. Get to work. Come on. Get to work. Put these videos out. You got all these videos in your vault. Put them all together. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Do you want to be famous? All right. I got that put out. Okay. Now you're gonna put the One Third Should Rise. Come on, man. The Most High was talking to me. The Most High was saying, okay. Now the next movie is gonna be called The One Third Will Rise. Boom. Okay. You gonna do this film. Boom. You gonna do that film. Boom. Now you working on this film. Boom. I am telling you, when everything starts coming together, I'm telling you, this thing is going to come together. And I want to tell you guys this: I'm looking for content creators. I am looking for small business owners to create content with. I am continuing to announce that. I'm going to continue to announce that, guys. I'm going to announce that. I'm going to keep saying, hey, listen, I'm looking for content creators, man. I'm looking to do business with content creators. The ultimate goal is to be fully independent, be a fully independent network. That's the ultimate goal, is to be a fully independent network. To have our own Roku Fire Stick channel, that we'll have the enough support from the people that we can be fully independent, and we can really start talking about the things that we really need to start talking about. But for right now, as long as we're on these other people's platforms, we're under their rules, we're under their system, there's nothing we can do about it. But If you support this channel and you support the content that I've been putting out there, please share with other people. Talk to other people about it. Let other people know about it. Okay, well, if he's saying he's going to be a fully independent network and blah, say blah, and he's willing to do this, he's willing to do that, yes, he's willing to put in, I'm telling you, to put out the content. And guess what? If, let's say, for instance, I get my own Roku channel right now, I will charge you probably $7 a month if we can get 40 to 50 people to support it. You spend more on that on Netflix. That's about the same as Netflix, the low-end package. Now, I know a lot of you guys spend $19, $29 on Netflix. You're not getting the $6.99 package. So you're spending more than that on Netflix, and I'm giving you the premium package for $7 a month. But we got to get enough support. We got to get enough people saying, here you go. Here's my deposit. Here you go. Here's my first month. That's when we're going to start really putting out the content that we're really going to start putting out there. We can start talking about the COVID-19 vaccine. We can start talking about aliens. We can start talking about all the other things that we need to really start talking about. And not just Hollywood. We can talk about a lot of other things and put a lot of other content out there. There's some people right now that know how to do spoken word. If you know how to do spoken word, man, record yourself. Or let's meet up and we can film you doing a session. Come on. The Empire Network is looking for content, more and more content. It's all about content. It's all about content. But we're going to start putting out more films. We're going to start putting out a lot more films. Right now, I'm working on my fifth one. But I know by the end of the year, we'll probably have 10 by the end of the year. But the Surviving Diddy, Do You Want to Be Famous, Surviving Diddy, I don't want to put that out yet because I want to do some promotion behind that movie. There is no Middle East. Now, I like that movie as well. There is no Middle East. And you're going to be very, very surprised. It's all Northeast Africa, guys. And that's all I'm going to say. It's all Northeast Africa. It's all Africa. Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iran. It's all Africa. When you've been lied to saying that there's a Middle East. If there's a Middle East, where's the Middle West at? Where's the Middle South? Where's the Middle North? Come on. Come on. Really, let's talk about that. If there is a Middle East, where's the Middle West at? There's no such thing. Where's the Middle North? Where's the Middle South? We already know that Roman Catholicism and Roman mathematics has already lied to us about addition and subtraction and measuring and all the other stuff and direction. We already know that. So I already know that. But here's my thing. We already know that there's a north, there's a south, there's an east, and there's a west, correct? That's a sense of direction. We already know that the Roman Catholicism, along with the mathematics, has already lied to us about direction. We already know that. We already know that the biblical men went with a different measurement of where they're at. But let's just go with the Roman part, right? There's four sets of direction: north, south, east, west, right? If there's a Middle East, where's the Middle West at? Where's the Middle North? Where's the Middle South? Come on. I mean, really. I'm gonna go on YouTube live and I'm gonna ask this question. I'm going to ask this question. Where's the Middle East at? And I'm going to be dropping the Middle East before I drop the Do You Want to Be Famous Surviving Diddy. That Do You Want to Be Famous Surviving Diddy, that's going to be a movie that I'm really going to promote. But there's no Middle East. I may be dropping that soon. Because I really want to talk about that. Where's the Middle West? Where's the Middle East? It's all Africa. There's no such thing as Middle East. It's all Africa. And yes, some of us was already here in America, but others came from where? From West Africa. I'm sorry, Yashkara. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one. Yes, there was already some people that are already in the America, but not all of us are Indian. Some of us are West African. But the Most High already said that we will be spread all four corners of the earth. Come on, man. Look at Mexico. Mexico got a section in Mexico where it's all black people. All black. We'll spread all four corners of the earth. You can't find not one place on earth. First of all, this is not even called earth, but we're going to go with what they give us, right? You cannot find not one place on earth. Not one place on earth. Not one. Not one that don't have indigenous black folks at. Come on. You can't find not one place. Look what Putin. See, this is the reason why the American media is being exposed for the liars that they are. This is why they're being exposed for the lies that they are. They talk about, oh, Putin, he's a terrorist. Putin, he's this. Putin, he's that. Putin this. Putin that. Man, Putin whatever. Putin knows who the Most High Chosen are. The Most High, listen. The so-called Jesus, he opened it up. It was black. It was indigenous. He prays to a black Madonna every single day before he goes into office. We have been lied to. We've been saying that good is bad and bad is good. But you want to tell me that this so-called clone, this so-called Joe Biden is really the president? He's not even the president, guys. Listen, this is nothing but one big show. Trump is still president, guys. Trump is still president. And when I found out all this, I was like, what? Trump's still president? Trump is still president. You know why I say that? Here's you can look it up yourself, right? Joe Biden is the president of the corporations. Yes, White House Incorporated. He's the president of White House Incorporated. But Donald Trump is the president of the Republic of the United States. Now, I know that went way past your head. I know, because all we do is talk about drinking and getting high and when the next Beyonce song going to hit. I know that's all we talk about. But yes, that is true. Donald Trump is the president, still the president of the Republic of the United States. Yes. Joe Biden is the president of the corporation of White House Incorporated. He's the president of White House Incorporated. But Donald Trump is the president of the Republic. Why you think? Listen, think about this. If you travel, if you truly do travel, but I know a lot of people don't travel because, hell, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, I'm in the hood. You know, I'm real. You know what I'm saying? This is why our people need to travel. Because we still fall for the banana in the tailpipe, okay? When you go to these other countries, on their flag it will say the Republic. like the Dominican Republic. Okay? That means that's a free state. The Dominican Republic. Okay, the Republic of Colombia. The Republic of this nation, the Republic of that nation. When you start seeing the Republic, that means they are a free nation. The United States is a corporation. But there's a such thing called the Republic of the United States. And so Donald Trump is still the president of the Republic of the United States, while Joe Biden is the president of the corporation of White House Incorporated. And I know it's like, man, well, wait a minute, huh? Yes, it's confusing. I get it. But you got to do some fucking research, man. 90% of your politicians are fucking reptile, man. This is fucking facts. Joe Biden, that's not Joe Biden. That's a fucking clone. That's a fucking reptile in there, man. Joe Biden been dead. Man, that's a mask that motherfucker got on, man. And I'm going to be honest, I think Kamala Harris is reptile. Because why she got that big old growth in her neck? See, and then you notice she always wears big bra jacket suits and stuff like that to cover that. I'm telling you, these are reptiles. They're reptilian. They're not human. They're not real. That's just, I'm just being real, dog. I'm just being real. You go out and y'all really gonna go out here in November and keep voting for these reptiles and keep voting for these sellouts. Donald Trump is a fucking Satanist. Here come black folk. Well, Donald Trump will save us. Man, black folk always looking for somebody to save. Looking for somebody to save them. When they can't even save they fucking selves. Still call ourselves African Americans. Come on, man. Are you fucking serious? We show you Hebrew. We show you the indigenous Indians. We show you the original Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. We the original everything. That's why I get what Yash Karai is saying, that he went to Florida and he for a reason that and he came back with a lot more knowledge about the land out there being part of the indigenous Indians. I get that. And I'm not here to argue with Yash Karai. Yes, some of us already here. But at the same time, here's the thing. We will spread on all four corners of the earth. Why do you think the Most High said, before I come, my people shall return to Israel? Come on, man. I mean, really think about that. My people shall return to Israel. We already know now that the Grand Canyon to Africa is only 5-6 hours. Yes. What? Huh? What? Wait a minute. What can you do? Yeah. Yes. This stuff here has been hidden from you. It's been hidden from you, man. I mean, that's just facts, man. From the Grand Canyon to Africa is only 5-6 hours, man. I'm just being real. We have been lied to by the American school system, by these churches. We've been lied to by everybody. Everybody's been lying to us. You're a Hebrew, man. You're an indigenous Indian. You're the original man. You the original everything. Why you think that these other nations, they go so hard and go so far, hard and beyond, to make sure that they shit on you? Because you are the original everything. They had to give you... You so damn powerful. In Latin America, they had to pay motherfuckers to go live out there and to integrate with their women. They had to pay motherfuckers out there. That's how powerful you are, man. That's how powerful you are. You sitting up here talking about, I'm an African-American. Boy, please. You know, damn African American. You're a Hebrew. You're the Most High chosen, man. You're the children of the sun. Start acting like it. Sitting up here talking about, I'm African American, I'm a real nigga. Man, what are you talking about? What are you doing over here? We got about 10 minutes left before we get up out of here, man. But yes, I'll be back tomorrow. Yes, I will be back tomorrow. I just wanted to talk about what's going on with the whole entire Empire Network. We have really been working hard, man. We have really been working hard. We have been working very, very hard. And again, we will have two films coming out next week. Do You Want to Be Famous? That's coming out next week, next Wednesday. I'll be dropping it around the same time as the game's going to be on. And also, let me talk about the Dome Football League. It's going to be coming on my YouTube channel. That's my Simulation Football League. Okay? That's my Simulation Football League. We got 16 teams. Okay? 6 playoff spots, only one champion. Okay? So, I have that on my YouTube as well as my Twitch channel. All right, and so next week we're gonna have it's gonna be London versus London matchup as the Monarchs. They're gonna go up against the Bulldogs in the first annual Battle of London. That's gonna be Monday at 6:15 p.m. Eastern. Hopefully, I could start uploading on Monday. Hopefully, if not, it will be on my Twitch channel, and I will eventually put it on my YouTube channel. All my week 2 games will be on my YouTube channel as well. Okay? And then Wednesday, I pretty much be confident that YouTube will let me upload. But I'll have a live with the Marshals at the Flyers on Wednesday night at 6:15. At the same time I have the Marshals versus the Flyers on Wednesday night, I'll be dropping the movie Do You Want to Be Famous? On my Daily Motion. Again, please download the app, Daily Motion, and my handle is Empire Network 23. EMPIRENETWORK 23. Okay? So that's the whole thing. Please follow my content, and I'm going to have plenty of new content coming in Daily Motion, okay? And also, I'll be coming, have plenty of heat coming up on my YouTube as well. Once again, I want to thank Dizzle Blitz. Dizzle Beats, my fault. Not Dizzle Blitz. I was thinking about something else. Dizzle Beats, I want to thank him for the music I have used. His music is part for one of my films. So I want to, again, thank him. Shout-outs to him again. If you're looking for somebody making beats, I would strongly, highly recommend Dizzle Beats. But you gotta come. Your spirit gotta be right, man. Your spirit gotta be right. You know, your spirit's gotta be right. He's not dealing with a lot of bullshit. He's not dealing with a lot of bad vibes. I'm being dead honest with you. Your spirit better be right. Your spirit better be right when you deal with him. Your spirit better be right. That's the God honest truth. Okay? But hopefully I can get Dizzle Beats to, you know, help me out on a lot more other projects, man. And, you know, do some more work together in the very near future, man. That's about it. But I'm so proud of myself. And also the clothing line, we got our first sale. And I thank you, Titus. Again, thank you, Titus. I'm going to shout you out one more time. Please send photos, pictures, everything. That's for my partners at Bonfire. And we got our first sale, man. I'm geeked up about this, man. Okay. Also, before we forget, my Twitch channel, okay, Empire Network 23. That's my handle on my Twitch as well. I have a Twitch channel. That's right. We do live gaming. I got the NBA 2K series coming up, we're gonna kick off the season April the 1st, okay? We're gonna have a doubleheader on April the 1st. As a matter of fact, I'll let you know what the game's gonna be airing on April the 1st and April the 2nd as well. April the 1st, the New Orleans Pelicans, they're gonna go into the Madison Square Garden and take on the New York Knicks, and the Sacramento Kings take on the Phoenix Suns. Tuesday, April the 2nd, the Brooklyn Nets go to Philly, and the L.A. Lakers go to Golden State Warriors. So please be aware about those games. We're kicking off our NBA 2K series. And also, we have BCW Wrestling will be coming up very, very soon. That's going to come out in the summer. I really want to start the summer with that as well. But the NBA 2K series will be coming out. And we also have the Dome Football League. And also, I'm also looking to do some other gaming content as well. But I'm not trying to do too much at all at one time. And I'm trying to do the movies. I'm one human being, guys. Trust me, I'm just one guy, okay? But we're also looking for volunteers. If people want to volunteer as far as giving our content is concerned, please come out and let us know, man, if you want to volunteer for anything. Just let me know, man. It's just been, Most Hyped has been great, man. He's just been great. I'm just excited. I'm excited. And catch us on this podcast on all digital platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, and Listen Notes, or just search for Judah Light Podcast on Google. All right, so we better be out of here, man. Thank you for over 10,000 subscribers on my YouTube. We continue to grow. We continue, and my videos are still doing numbers, man. Still doing numbers, and I'm still getting comments about old videos that I put out. Oh, I'm talking about old videos I put out. I'm still getting comments about it. So I just want to thank you guys for supporting my channel, man. Supporting my content for everything I've done, man. And again, we're going to get better. And again, I want to thank you too, because without that strike, without me had to sit down for a couple of days and realize that, hey, you know, I can't put out new content, all this other stuff, that made me start thinking, how can we get better? How can we evolve? And then all this stuff start coming. So now we got four films already ready to go, ready to be pushed out. But we're about to work on a fifth one. And after this one, I'm going to chill out for a while, because, like I said, I want to be able to enjoy making content, making these films. I really want to not be pressured to do the films all the time. But depends on how these films are going to be received and how they're going to be viewed. If we get over 3-4 million, 5 million views on these films, man, I guess it's going to be force me to really put in a lot of work for other content and put more work out there. But after this film, after I do the final editing and everything like that, I'm probably pretty much going to just chill out with that and just put out films when the films need to be put out. But anyway, thank you guys very much. Love you guys. Peace and favor to you, because the Most High give favor. Satan blesses. I'll be back here tomorrow morning with some more heat, okay? Peace out.